Well, Billy, we've got another great sounding symposium program coming up here. Why don't you give me just a little preview of what the attendees are going to find when they come to this year's All-Tech Symposium?
Well, first and foremost, Chuck, they're going to find Lexington is all abuzz about the 2010 All-Tech FEI World Equestrian Games. You and I have been talking about this for the past 3 or 4 years, and today we sit here and we're less than 140 days away. So the city itself is going to be very excited, or is very excited, and the buzz is palpable. At the symposium, attendees are going to find the best lineup of speakers that we've ever had. On Monday, they're going to be able to hear Dr. Lyons and give his great intro talk. And, of course, Jim Pettigrew is going to receive the Medal of Excellence. And Governor John Y. Brown is going to talk about building a super brand. There will also be the great debate where we're going to talk about the most pressing issues in agriculture. And on Sunday, or on Wednesday, we're going to have our closing ceremony, which is going to have Mark Lyons and Dr. Carl Dawson and even Kentucky coach John Calipari to talk about building a number one team. So it's a really exciting program, and we're very excited to have everybody in attendance. We expect over 1,500 people to be in Lexington for these 3 days, and it's right around the corner.
Well, that's a pretty major event for the city itself, and the theme using the rebound and a basketball in the image, you guys are probably kind of proud of the way the university basketball team's been playing, I guess.
Absolutely. In Kentucky, we're about three things. We're about horses, bourbon, and basketball. And for a few years, our basketball team was a little down in the dumps, and even let your Florida Gators overtake us a little bit. But now we've ascended back to their rightful place at the top of the throne, and Coach Cal has helped build that team, and he's going to take those principles of team building and how he was able to turn Kentucky from an NIT team last year into a number one seed in the NCAA tournament this year, and see how we can apply that to agribusiness.
Well, I'm very excited and interested to see him and hear his comments. And just a quick look at the makeup. You said about 1,500 people. This is truly an international conference, so you've got people coming from all over the world, right?
With 1,500 people, half of those attendees are going to be from the United States. So what that means is about another 750 people are from all over the world. And what that allows us to do is we can really exchange ideas, and that's what our symposium is about, not only the latest and greatest scientific innovations that can help in agriculture and in making in livestock and poultry grow healthier and faster in a natural way, but also to share ideas from around the world to say, hey, this is working in China, or this is working in Europe, or this is working in South America, and maybe I can apply those principles to my farm here in the United States, and vice versa. This is what we're doing in the United States, and maybe we can export that technology around the world. So it's a very exciting time. I call it the UN of agriculture. We're very excited. Traceability is a big key this year, and so that's what we're trying to do at the symposium is really discuss, hey, it's about food safety, and All-Tech is taking the lead on being the key link in the food chain.
Well, I'm looking forward to it and hopefully doing some interviews to get some international perspective from some of the attendees. That's Billy Fry. He is with All-Tech and just back from China talking about this international marketplace we're in. And so hopefully you'll get over that jet lag here in the next day or so, and I'll see you in Lexington.
Absolutely, Chuck. Look forward to having you here, and we're going to look forward to all your listeners and followers following us. The whole symposium live on the blog and iWired.com and at alltech.com/symposium.